USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The crash of an Ethiopian Airlines Boeing 737 that had just taken off from Addis Ababa is an international incident. All 157 people on board were killed, including 8 Americans. About 35 nationalities were represented, some of whom were heading to a United Nations conference in Nairobi. Mikey Kay is a former British Royal Air Force pilot.
You should be looking at around 30 days to have a look at a preliminary report that should be distributed. That will obviously rely heavily on the two black boxes, the flight data recorder and the cockpit voice recorder. The flight data recorder in this case will be absolutely fundamental to understanding the flight profile characteristics of the 737 MAX 8.
Ethiopian Airlines says the pilot radioed shortly after takeoff that he wanted to return to the airport but couldn't make it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney is accusing some of her colleagues of protecting Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar after she made comments critics say were anti-Semitic. The House passed a resolution condemning bigotry, but Cheney says it was toothless.
They are protecting her by failing to put a resolution on the floor that names her and that strips her of her committee assignment. Instead, they put a resolution on the floor which she then went out and said, this is a tremendous victory for me.
She spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Omar had suggested House members who support Israel have dual national allegiances. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices are creeping higher. It's now $2.50 for regular grade.
This is 19 cents higher than it was 2 months ago, mostly following crude oil prices up.
The highest average price in the nation is $3.29 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area, and the lowest average is $2.13 in St. Louis, Missouri. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two Christian leaders have gotten together to hold their first ever meeting. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis meeting Saturday with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints prophet Russell Nelson at the Vatican, where the two sat down and chatted for about 30 minutes. Afterwards, they said they spoke about the importance of family and religious liberty. Nelson also says they discussed humanitarian work, where the two churches have worked side by side. The LDS Church dedicating its first temple ever in Rome on Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An Oklahoma community is mourning the death of a student in a Friday evening school bus crash. More from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Classes are canceled Monday and extracurricular activities are canceled all week following a head-on crash that involved a school bus carrying members of the Kanawha Middle School softball team in Oklahoma. Three people were killed, including one of the students. School Superintendent Corey Ellis says the community is responding.
Probably what separates us from the rest of the nation is that when people are hurting, people step up to the plate, and that's what you're seeing here. I mean, there's a lot of people wanting to know what they can do, and right now there's not a lot.
A suspected drunk driver of the SUV and a passenger were also killed.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.